On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Emalahleni reached 29 degrees today. Johannesburg 30, Pretoria up to 31.
Got crashes, one on the N3 North before the Galulis interchange, another on the N3 North after the Geldnes interchange, and a stationary vehicle on the N12 East before Kliprivier rail line.
A bit earlier, President Cyril Ramaphosa has defended his decision to appoint Andy Motsebe as the National Director of Public Prosecutions, even though he didn't participate in the interview process like other prospective candidates. He says the advisory panel who conducted the interviews with other candidates hadn't found a suitable candidate after the interviews.
I then relied on what the Constitution empowers me as President to do, and it is for that reason that I decided to appoint Motsebe now. And of course, in future, we would want even the law or the constitution to allow a more open process. We don't have it now, and it was instituted at my volition. And when it didn't yield the results that I expected, I had to rely on what the constitution empowers me to do.
He says Motsebe's experience within the criminal justice system proved that he has the capacity to lead the office effectively. And the DA welcomes the decision. The party's spokesperson on justice and constitutional development, Glenis Breitenbach, believes Motsebe is suited for the job and now calls for urgent action within the institution.
The deputy national directors of posts are all vacant and those positions will need to be filled. And we urge the president to start that process as a matter of urgency and to make it a transparent and public participatory process.
In other news, the city of Tshwane has appointed a private contractor to assist with the repairs to multiple cable faults affecting Eastland and Jan Niemand Park. The aim is to speed up restoration of electricity supply. Now, the current power outage started on the 26th of December when critical equipment at the Kudusport substation caught fire. City spokesperson Salbi Bokaba said there's no estimated time of complete restoration.
The contractor is already on site and has begun preparations alongside the city's officials. The teams are continuing with the identification of faults within the cable network while replacing about 8 kilometers of the problematic cable. The entire cable network to be tested for possible faults is approximately 15 kilometers.
Moving abroad, according to American media outlets, Russia sent a submarine to escort an empty oil tanker that the U.S. military has been pursuing, and they're also attempting to seize for weeks. The U.S. has been chasing the oil tanker, formerly known as the Bella One, since it evaded a partial U.S. blockade around Venezuela and also thwarted an attempt by the U.S. Coast Guard to board it late last month. And finally, just if you missed it a bit earlier, in England, the BBC reports that more evidence of ancient funeral rites have been discovered at one of the largest Roman cemeteries ever excavated in the United Kingdom. They found evidence that, like today, the Romans could choose between being cremated or buried, and the team there says they found evidence of about 340 graves. I'm Marlene Frischer. For these and other stories, visit jacarandfm.com.
Thank you, Marlene, for share.
It's a pleasure, Alex J.
Hey, when's that fun for honoring?
The on-air fun for honoring is not happening.
Oh, really? And no. Not even a double barrel?
Okay. Not on air. I worked hard. maybe off air, there are discussions.
It's that kind of year, folks. Wedding bells are in the air.
28th of March, here we come.
Alex J. Your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time. Best